through
right, but we don't know its we don't know its ancient history because we it's all been the landscape's been scrubbed clean by ice. So what's happened is that there's been extensive glaciation. The whole mountain area of the Wicklow has been covered by ice, and there's been a huge ice sheet pushing down towards the Wicklows. So it was when this major ice sheet started to, and there's been ice coming down the Irish Sea. I mean, it goes right down nearly to the Bay of Biscay. So right to the Isles, across the Isles of Scilly and through and off onto the south coast. So the ice probably about 1 to 1.5 kilometres thick. But as it starts to retreat, then water flowing from the mountain area of the Wicklows has to escape somewhere. So it escapes down the east coast. So it escapes through Bray to Wicklow in a series of meltwater channels like the Glen of the Downs. And then as the ice retreats north-westwards, it opens up this area between Newbridge and Dublin. And the water, the meltwater from this ice has to flow between the two retreating ice sheets. So it has to flow between the Wicklow Mountains and the retreating ice sheet. So it flows out to the northeast and then to the east, along the course of the modern Liffey, and it carves a whole bunch of rock-cut channels as the ice is retreating, and it leaves behind this these deeply incised channels pointing out towards the sea. Yeah, I suppose the best place is, I mean, there's the strawberry beds where you can see the rivers deeply incised for a start into rock, and then as you go upstream from there, I mean, the river is cut in many places deeply into the bedrock, and it's most spectacular really when it carves through. It used to carve through Polofuca, where they put the dam in the late 20s, early 30s to build the modern Blessington Reservoir, and that meltwater, that when that channel there was blocked by ice, there was a much bigger lake formed, Glacial Lake Blessington, and it was ponded between the Wicklow ice and the Midland ice that was pushing up against the mountains. And any water then had to escape through these big meltwater channels. But as the ice retreated, that lake emptied and the water escaped to the south, to the southwest and to the northeast. Wow. So it escapes down into the water escapes down into a sequence of rivers that flow to the south. So water had to escape between this retreating ice anyway. And some of it comes round to the north of the Wicklow Mountains. Some of the water's coming down to the north of the Wicklow Mountains through Strathen, Selbridge, Leixlip, Lucan. It's just flooding out and cutting a deep channel, very deeply incised channel, which is now occupied by the far smaller river, the Liffey.
Right. And so the ice isn't all retreating uniformly, and it's changing and it's moving over.
It's retreating to the northwest.
Yeah.
And probably retreating very rapidly.
Right.
There's a lot of work being done on that at the moment.
Okay.
And it's sort of just melting in place. So there's a huge volume of water that has to escape. And the whole of the Midlands is extremely low, and it's full of ice. I mean, if you drive across the Midlands, you don't go much above 60 metres right the way across the country. Yeah. So it's the ice that's blocking this water, the rivers, and the water is flowing along the front of the ice towards the sea. And the gradient there is so the Liffey itself comes from, you know, has a low gradient in its bottom bit, but in the top bit it's very steep because it's coming down from the mountains. But the lower part is deeply incised because it had all this meltwater. So this is happening around 17,500 years ago. So the ice is there, and at its maximum extent, that's about 22,000 years ago. And the whole lot is covered in ice.
Right.
And then around 18,000 years ago, it very rapidly starts to melt.
Right.
And all this water has to find some escape. Now, probably river channel was there before. There probably were remnants of river channels. There are, because the landscape was there before the ice was there.
Yes.
But the trouble is we don't know when this happened, you know, when that was there and what direction the rivers took.
Okay.
There's some clues to it, but we really don't know. So by 18,000, these deeply incised rivers start to be cutting into the bed, and then by 16,000, the ice has disappeared effectively, more or less, and it suddenly starts to get warmer around 14,500 to 15,000 years ago. Then it gets cold again.
Okay.
Slowly gets cold again. For about 1,000 years, the giant Irish deer die off. They overwinter in places like Kilternan, up by Johnny Fox's at Ballybeta. So they overwinter. That's where all the skeletons of them have been found. And then suddenly, 11,500 years ago, it gets warm. So the whole landscape then really does start to change. The trees migrate in, pine and birch migrate in, and then oak, hazel, elm, ash, and the whole lot becomes forested. So up at the Liffey Head, the source up there, there's pine woodland, birch woodland, and it becomes quite dense in places. And the whole of the catchment of the river would have been forested by 8,500 years ago. And then, of course, people come in and the whole thing changes again.
Yeah.